Number 25, what does Jesus Christ promise to those who will ask anything that honors him? Now, this is a confusing one, because if you read the text, you remember that it says that he will actually do whatever we ask if it honors him. Well, I've had people, when I'm meeting over lunch, you'll stop me and be honest and say, it's verses like this that cause me not to believe in Christianity. And I say, what do you mean? Well, here it says, if you, then he will, and then he tells me his story. I've heard this story that, well, I was 10 years old, 12 years old. My mother was dying of cancer. I couldn't stand it. It was killing me, watching my mother die. And then preacher comes over, and he shows me in the Bible. I can tell you the verse, Matthew 7, verse 7. Whatsoever you ask, believing, you shall receive. And you know what? I started believing. And I got so convinced, I was giddy. I was so excited because I now knew my mother was going to be fine. And I'm asking God, and I'm just so convinced. I mean, I don't have any doubt. And then just like that, my mother dies. I said, oh, yeah, ask whatever you ask. I know I was believing, and he didn't do it. I said, I know this is unfortunate because I don't think you really understand what this is saying. You see, you know what a collage is. A collage is a big, big, big picture with a lot of little pictures in it that make the bigger picture, right? There are about 16 promises that are conditioned, or that promises of answered prayer that have a condition, different condition. You got to pray according to God's will. You pray in order to honor him like this one. You pray believing and so forth. But all these conditions. And so we take the little piece and we pull it out, and it makes a different picture than is intended. It should make the bigger picture. Here's the way I would illustrate. Imagine that you've got a son or daughter in coach pitch baseball for the very first time. They're no longer hitting off the tee. They're now going to be pitching it. And so your child gets up to bat. And first time ever to bat, so excited. And you as the parent are sitting right behind. And so the child is looking at the coach getting ready to pitch. And about the time of the pitch, the child looks back at you and grins real big, like, look at me, Mom. Look at me, Dad. And about the time looking back, strike one. And the little kid looks at you and says, like, how could that happen? Said, son, daughter, keep your eye on the ball and you'll hit it. Is that a true statement? I don't know. So, I said, okay, I believe you. Strike two. Looks up at you and goes, what? And you said if I keep my eye on the ball, and I kept my eye. What I'm saying is, assuming you do all other things correctly, if you do this, you'll hit the ball. That's what all this is teaching. That's why Christians will tell you prayer is a hard work. It's understanding and putting together and bringing these to bear in our prayer life. It's not a simple whatever I ask, I get. It was never intended to be. So you really need to understand and put that into perspective.